This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Not so very long ago, the biggest venue that Tift Merritt played was a general store in Bynum, North Carolina, a small mill town 12 miles south of Chapel Hill. Crowds came with lawn chairs to hear her sing from the front porch. From that start, she and her band gathered national renown. Her first two albums got great reviews. The second got a Grammy nomination. But after a year on the road to promote that record, she found herself drained and frustrated with, she thought, nothing left to say. She flew to Paris to reconsider her career and ended up writing and writing and writing and rededicating herself to her music. Much of her latest album, Another Country, was written in Paris, and Tift Merritt and her band join us today in Studio 4A. If you'd like to speak with her about her records, her music, life on the road, or her public radio program, The Spark, give us a call. The phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And Tift Merritt, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. I'm such a fan.
Oh, well.
I listen all the time.
Why don't we start with a song?
Okay, great. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Once you were a straight shot, a shiny quarter in a new slot. Night would keep the dreams that you've got for afternoon. Then telling the truth got so hard. We were dancing in the backyard. Once I knew the end and the start, but now that's through. Now you're broken, and you don't understand what is broken. Falls into place once again, and a kindness come and gather me in like a rainstorm, again and again and again. Well, morning comes to clean up like nothing happened. I think I will break like what I meant.
Broken. That's singer-songwriter Tift Merritt and her band. That's Danny Eisenberg on keys, on drums, Zeke Hutchins, Jay Brown on bass, and guitarist Scott McCall. I break and I mend again. You hate to be read autobiographical stuff into your songs, but is that...
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody's going to look at my lyrics and know that last Tuesday I went to the grocery store and had a fight with my boyfriend or anything like that, but... I don't think if I were writing about things I didn't care about or that weren't deeply connected to me, I think I would be wasting your time.
Hmm. But you, when you write, do you take on, is it your voice or do you take on other characters?
It depends. It depends. There's a song on this new record that I wrote from the point of view of a cousin of mine who had been killed in the First World War. And then on my last album, I actually wrote a song from the point of view of the man who owned the general store where I used to play. So, you know, I try to be a good writer, and I think a strong point of view is always the linchpin of that. And usually I am writing from my own point of view, but I think hopefully the song has a strong enough point of view that when I'm finished with it, it will stand on its own, whether I'm there with my circumstances or not.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. Again, our number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And we'll start with DeLynn, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Corvallis, Washington.
Oregon.
This time I wandered across the state border. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I've been following Tiff for a while, and I just wondered what keeps her going. I know she's young, so that helps, but, you know, the music industry is a tough one, and I wonder what keeps her going through the ups and downs.
Oh, that's so kind of you. One thing that keeps me going is this really wonderful band that you hear playing with me. They take wonderful care of me. But I think what probably keeps me going is music. You know, I end up at the end of the day. I don't think the music industry is something that's real. I don't think that going to a show and me being in my safe world of the stage and the audience being in their proper place of the audience, I don't think that's real. But I think that music is real, and so I think that's the part that I keep wanting to be a part of.
Well, thank you so much for giving your gift to our world, and I love your music. Come to Oregon.
And thank you so much for calling.
Thanks very much for the call. It's interesting. The music industry isn't real?
No, I don't. I mean, it's a reality.
Oh, yeah.
It's a reality. I mean, just like money is a reality, and, you know, it's a reality, but it's not something that I buy into when people say, oh, you know, you good things or bad things when you get good reviews or when you get bad reviews or when you're, you know, somebody saying you're going to be the next big thing or you're over or you sold this many records, so now you're this. I mean, people are people. And so I just try to really not get my head wrapped up in the music industry.
Well, was that part of your disillusionment when you went to Paris, that yeah. categorization?
Yeah. No, well, I think probably what... The biggest part of that was that I had been on the road for a really long time. And I'm sure that there are musicians that really thrive on the road, but it's hard, I found, for me, because I really feel a little bit lazy or not in my own element if I'm not making something. And when you're on the road, it's such a quest to find something healthy to eat and to pack 6 hours of sleep in and to not leave something at the club, that, you know, at the end of doing that for a year, you feel a little bit like a monkey. And I also found that I was lonely, that, you know, I felt a little bit like the spotlight is something that should be moving and people should catch it and then it should move on. And I had just sort of been the center of attention, be it just for, you know, sometimes 50 people in a very small club in the middle of Iowa or something. But I had just played that part for longer than I ever had. And I was I was just wondering where the introverted part of me had gone, and I had to find it.
And here we are, and you're just setting out on another tour.
Yes, here we go. I've got my power bars and vitamin C.
Do you look forward to it? Do you anticipate some? Have you arranged things a little differently?
Well, that really one of the first things I did to try and fix my relationship with the road was start my radio program, The Spark. Because it gave me The Spark is an artist-to-artist interview, a student-to-teacher interview program, which gives me a wonderful excuse to sort of corner some great artists that I cross paths with on the road. And it gives me a way to focus on things outside of what we're doing and, you know, the next 500 miles that we're going to cover.
It's a program that's broadcast monthly and probably can hear it on many of these same NPR stations.
No. I'm not syndicated. I'm way behind. Oh. I'm taking notes on you today. No, it's on Marfa Public Radio and it's on my website. And it's just a wonderful way for me to learn about other artists, because I think, you know, again, when I say the music industry isn't real, I think sometimes we are shown our celebrities or our artists or in a way that they're perfectly formed and sprung forth with perfect hair and perfect product and they haven't struggled. And I don't, it's not real for me. So I'm really more interested in that side of the story, not the spotlight, but the, you know, oh, I thought I was going to quit. Oh, I had a good cry, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I also know that you've said that it's an opportunity to really get together, get down to it and ask really personal questions.
Oh, so are you going to ask me a really personal question?
We're going to a break right now, so. But if you'd like to ask Tiff Merritt a personal question, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. We'll be back with more music and more of your calls, so stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're joined here today in Studio 4A by singer-songwriter Tiff Merritt and her band, Danny Eisenberg on keys, Zeke Hutchins on drums. The bassist is Jay Brown on guitar, Scott McCall, also an integral member of the group, David Klemmer, the stage manager. And if you have questions for Tiff Merritt about her songs and new album, or Life on the Road, or her radio show, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. But we're going to start this segment with another tune.
Lost hours and secrets to no one will find with you and fall in this like brand new rain. Places I have never been. Thought these things would
further than another.
wanna go with you. Wanna go with you. This world should hide its face and go where you can't follow to. I will come and look for you, and you can just hold on to me.
Another Country, the title track of Tift Merritt's new album, and she's with us here today in Studio 4A. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line, and let's go to, oops, I have to hit the right computer. That would help. This is Marty. Marty with us from Farley. What state is Farley in?
Yes, hi there.
Hi. Farley, which state is that?
Oh, that's in the state of Iowa.
Iowa. Okay, go ahead. I'm sure it's not that little town with 50 people in the, well, never mind.
Yeah, that's about how many people are in my town, I swear.
Well, she got everybody then. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just being introduced to your music, and I was just knocked out by that first song. And I'm an aspiring writer myself.
Oh.
And I'm always kind of interested in finding out creative processes.
Sure.
that various writers use, and without showing your cards too much.
No, I'm just, happy to show my cards. It's my job.
I'm just curious. Since I started writing songs, I also got into deep into classic literature and reading heavily. And I don't know if that's the right process or not, but your songs are well written, and your voice is exquisite. I mean, it's just beautiful voice on top of all of it.
Wow, you're such a nice caller.
Just kind of curious what your creative processes may be.
Well, it's funny because I when I am in a creative time, I like to be isolated. You know, I like to not be fettered by phone calls and emails and errands and that sort of thing. And I do end up reading and writing prose and just telling a story in as many ways as I can. I find that if things are working, and that if I'm actually working on a good song and it's going well, that the music and the lyrics are married, and one never gets too far ahead of the other. So I might find the structure for the verse and the chorus, and lay that out a little bit earlier than the lyric is finished. But it never becomes, oh, I have this great tune, I wonder what words I'll put with it, or I have this word, I wonder what the melody will be. It's something that starts together, and that's usually how I know that I should keep going. Does that help at all?
that helps out tremendously, because I often thought about writing prose as well and then picking up ideas out of that. I understand Bob Dylan wrote a lot by using that technique.
He definitely wrote a lot, didn't he?
Right. But, no, that's fabulous, and I'm delighted to talk to you. I'm going to drive to Borders this afternoon and see if I can't find a copy of your music.
You're the best. Thank you so much. Good luck with your writing.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Marty. We have a question here in the studio audience.
Oh, hello. It's Jackie Northam. I'm one of the reporters here at NPR. I just wondered, you were talking about how you were disillusioned after you were dropped from your label and that you went to the best place on earth to regroup, Paris, and that type of thing. How long did it take for you actually to regroup? And also, was it a gradual kind of re-enchantment with your art, your music again, or was there that one defining moment where you just said, I'll toss it, this is what I have to do?
Well, it's funny. I actually was dropped when I came back from Paris with this new record, which ended up being fine. I mean, you know, it's all fine. I'm not a bitter, disenchanted person, but I was at a point where I was really tired. And I think what happened was, when I was in Paris, I was able to wake up in one city over and over, which helped a lot. And then I had this apartment with a piano in it, and I love to play the piano. And I didn't have any designs on anything, you know, but I just started to write, and it was such a surprise. It was such a surprise.
Go
right ahead, Jack.
Did that downtime help define your music better, change your music, make it better somehow?
Well, yes, it did. And what I think happened was, first of all, in this period of time where I stepped away from my life and my culture, and I really had this freedom, there was nothing about writing this record that was a means to an ends. It just was. And there was never an expectation about how many copies it had to sell, or, there was never anyone looking over my shoulder, and I was never thinking, oh, this might hurt someone's feelings. I just became very unguarded, even more than I had been before. And it happened before I even noticed. I think that was really what happened. But when I came back to the States, I had the bulk of this record, and certainly was off on my way with this record, and that was when I was dropped. And I sort of I cared about these songs enough to say, you know, I have to figure all of this out for myself.
While Jackie was taking over the show, I went and filed a new spot on Baluchistan. let me ask you, you were talking about the distractions that you don't like when
yes.
you're writing. Did you get a cell phone when you were in Paris?
I did, but I didn't know the number. So it would only ring, you know, every once in a while. But I did. I did have a little French plastic cell phone.
Time for another tune. Do you have to get back to the piano?
Oh, yes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, I'm going to play the guitar.
You're going to play the guitar in this one. All right. And this is going to be Something to Me, again, from the album Another Country by Tift Merritt.
The one my father taught to me. The kindness of a stranger is dust from an unseen wing, but an old friend at my table is by far the finest thing this tired mind could give to me. All the colors of the man I love are deepest blue and green, and it isn't very often that I say just what I mean, 'cause the feeling seems to scatter and these words fall in between. For what I miss, I just tell you this, it's something to me, it's something to me. Don't you take tomorrow, so long as you know it's something to me, it's something to me. Gentle is the rug within.
Tiff Merritt and her band. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. A lot of people, you were in Paris. I didn't hear any accordion in any of those tunes.
Well, if we have time to play one more, we'll go that direction for you.
Well, let's see. We have just enough time to hear about two-thirds of it. So.
Perfect.
All right. And we're going to keep talking here while Tiff Merritt abandons her guitar to the hands of David Clemmer, the stage manager, and races over to the mighty Yamaha.
It has never sounded so exciting as it just did then.
La nuit s'est pris, s'embrasse sous le vent. La pluie ici, qui tombe tout doucement. Il n'y a qu'une chose qu'on peut tenir proche sans douce mine tendresse. Un rêve secret qui écrase au fond des yeux. Un geste d'amour et tout de coup le feu. Ce que je chante, tout ce qui passe, c'est dans tous ces mille tendresses. S'il manque casé, je l'ai sauvegardé, je me suis caché dans tous ces mille tendresses.
Our thanks to Tift Merritt and her band. On keyboard, Danny Eisenberg, drums, Zeke Hutchins, Jay Brown on bass, and guitarist, Scott McCall. Our thanks to stage manager David Klemner, too. And, of course, thanks to our engineers, Neil Tivolt, with help from Chris Nelson, and Talk of the Nation's technical director, Drew Reynolds. Coming up, Easter is the hat's most popular holiday, but for some people, no outfit is complete without that perfect chapeau all year round. How to Wear Hats, a primer, coming up next. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.